Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The state capture report that was released, part one of the release, we still have two further parts to go, which is going to be fascinating, have shown the exceptional role that was played by whistleblowers. Whistleblowers in South Africa have inherently received a bad deal. One goes back to the 2010 Stadia debacle, where a member of the Mbombela community, a member of the SACP, blew the whistle on what was alleged corruption at the building of the stadium, and Mbombela was assassinated. We saw an assassination last year. We've seen whistleblowers having to leave the country out of fear for their lives. Whistleblowers are now vindicated. Whistleblowers are now the heroes, and the heroes that they should have been made out to be all along. Joining me is one of those heroes, Cynthia Slimpel, who was the SAA whistleblower. Cynthia, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad. Thank you for having me on, and good morning to all your listeners.
Cynthia, before we get to the crux of today's question, and that's regarding the state capture's recommendation that a portion of monies recovered should be awarded to whistleblowers to encourage and thank them for coming forward, and also to show that whistleblowers can lead a normal life thereafter, because a lot of whistleblowers find themselves unemployed because some organizations regard them as troublemakers. God alone knows why, but that's just this terrible perception about whistleblowers. It's now changing. Whistleblowers have been vindicated. Whistleblowers are so necessary and have done so much to expose state capture. So before we get to the question of the day regarding the funds that will be recovered and the recommendation that those funds be, a portion be allocated to whistleblowers, just summarize your story for us with regards to SAA.
Thank you very much, Chad, for trying to really be succinct about it. I, in my role as group treasurer, whistleblew on a procurement transaction for sourcing of funds. And normally we do it through the banks. And our board then insisted we go outside and get other players in the market. And we did that, but they didn't still make the grades. They then did it another way by firstly getting a transaction advisor who, and BNP won this contract at worth roughly 2.6 million fee, that all they had to do was give us advice on our loan book and various other activities. And then suddenly they then changed the scoping of BNP Capital to become the source of funding for us at a fee of $256 million. Now, that type of work my team and I did with the cost of our salary, so no additional cost to organization. And here, board was willing to go with this unknown company at a cost of $256 million for roughly 3 to 4 months' work. So that's when I was with me. I tried to stop the process initially because I knew it was not right. But once they went to the transaction advisory route, obviously, and then asked me to sign it with him, I said, I'm not doing it. So that's how I was with me.
The case that you whistleblew on, I followed intently because it broke down the blueprint of how corruption was introduced into various state-owned entities. And this was the creation of a job to be done by consultants, which could be done internally, but for a massive amount of money, and those monies would then be split and shared with either political parties, friends, colleagues, or whatever the case may be within those organizations that were appointed. Like you said, some of these organizations were relatively unknown, doing the very same job that your department was doing purely for your salaries and getting paid R250 million for doing something that was already in place. It's quite unbelievable. And, of course, we thank you for that, because without you blowing the whistle, we wouldn't actually understand how that blueprint worked. Now, getting to the question of the day, the state capture report states that a portion of monies recovered should be awarded to whistleblowers as an incentive and to encourage more whistleblowers to come forward. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, thank you for that question. I did read that section of this portion of monies recovered. It's an excellent recommendation. On the one hand. On the other hand, for instance, if I, for me, in my case, I stopped money being spent, and which we have not recovered, right? So I may not fall in that category. The second is that those that have managed to recover through either Bain or McKinsey's or KPMG, they could get a portion of that, which is the way the U.S. False Claims Act and works with the Securities Exchange Commission in the USA. However, if you have other people who are not truly whistleblowers and, to the way we define whistleblowers, but they stood up for the truth, for instance, like Dr. Masimba Dawa, who said he's not going to change any tenders that Dudu Mayeni and Ms. Kwinana wanted him to do. And for that, he was fired. So, and he's lost everything. He's got a PhD. He still can't find work. He's got children to put through school and university, and he's unable to do that. So how would you compensate someone like him? So for me, I see a combination. Perhaps the money must be recovered, but going to a pot or a fund for whistleblowers, and then criteria should be set in that fund and then apportioned and given out to various whistleblowers so that they do and I agree that you can lead a normal life. Because if I'm only going to get a stipend as recommended by some of the people in the media state yesterday and on the Twitter, is that a stipend keeps you dependent on it. Whereas you get a lump sum, and that's the reason why they do it in the USA, is you get this lump sum, you then go pay off your debt, you pay off your legal costs, you go and start a company or your own small business so that you do become this independent person and you're not dependent on the state. So that's how I see it, rather, that we should recover the money. I agree totally. All the money is recovered through any corruption method should go into a fund, and then that can be set aside for whistleblowers and people who spoke the truth but may not have been termed whistleblowers according to the definition.
Cynthia, firstly, thank you for joining us this morning. Secondly, thank you for blowing the whistle and showing us quite a complex blueprint of how the corruption process worked. And thirdly, I'm sure this was a vindication going into 2022. It can only get better.
Yes, no, definitely a vindication. And thank you very much, Chad, for having me on JFM.
Cynthia Stimple was the SAA whistleblower that helped reveal the blueprint to corruption within that state-owned entity.